But, and then your little local parks like Morningside Park and a park out in Chatillon, I don't remember what the name of it was. But then, of course, there was always the Flamingo Park over at Miami Beach, which is right in the center of the South Beach area. And then the Oceanfront Park over right on the ocean along Ocean Drive, which stretched from 5th Street north up to about 13th Street, I guess.
Okay. Now, we mentioned that there was the color section as far as an ethnic neighborhood goes. Were there any nationality group areas, sections of the town that would be associated as now around Flagler's? Well, now,
no, you mean like the present Cuban areas?
Right.
No, there was nothing like that. There were no, other than the blacks, there were no major minority, so-called minority groups in the area. There were always Cubans who came in. You had your revolutions going on regularly over in Cuba. The outs would move over to Miami temporarily and then move back when the new regime went out. But they were scattered. They never settled in one particular area.
What about a religious area? Were there religious lines?
There weren't that many Jewish people, and they were scattered throughout the area. They didn't seem to come into a group. Eventually, South Beach became known as a predominantly Jewish area. In other words, from Lincoln Road south. Now, I would say that Miami Beach is probably 85% Jewish. But at that time, the power structure on Miami Beach was strictly Gentile. I mean, the major hotels all operated on an exclusive policy, you might say. In fact, it was not unusual to see signs in front of them saying restricted clientele or Gentiles only. That was the facts of life in those days.
Are there any names like, for example, the Cuban section now, and maybe the Jewish section now, and the black sections now, like over street, names like that, that an outsider might not recognize,
At that time, not that I know of. I can't place it.
How about now? Do you know of any that?
Well, outside of
the natives refer.
Well,
to?
Wait a minute. There was one. South of Flagler Street and west of 17th Avenue in Miami, it was known as Little Georgia. Now, whether there were any more Georgia crackers or Georgia cracker emigrants in that area than there was in the rest of the area, I don't know. But that is one name that I remember as being applied to a section that you could designate as under an ethnic or point of origin name.
Was that, the Overstreet area was north of Flagler, right?
That was north of Flagler.
And you're talking about south Flagler, now is this a white section?
White section, right.
So it was like would you consider it like a poor white, is that?
Generally, it was a lower income area, yeah. It was not a poverty area, as you might define it today.
Like a low middle class or upper lower class?
I mean, this was policemen and firemen and icemen and milkmen, generally not common laborers, but your next step above. It was just known as Little Georgia, but that is the only area that I can think of that was known that way at that time.
Did any of these, like Overstreet or Little Georgia, or later on the South Beach area, did they have their own shopping areas, or were they all?
No, they had corner drug stores and corner groceries, and generally for any major shopping, clothing, anything like that, you went downtown. Even hardware stores.